I also refer you to more question, more discussion on this subject. I have a website called maniswami.com. There's articles there. You look up one, you search, a search engine comes up on articles, and you type in Truth of Guru. Truth of Guru. There's like 20 articles on that subheading, Truth of Guru. And one of them says, how do I choose Guru? There are a couple articles, how to choose Guru. But I'll give you an answer, a brief answer now. You can do research more there. The Guru should have a Guru. And the Guru should have the blessing. It's called Sadhu Samatsu. Sadhu Samatsu means he should have the direct blessings and order of his Guru to give diksha on behalf of the Sampradaya. This Guru should tell him directly, and he should get the blessing. Samatsu means authorization, Samatsu, and blessings of his Guru and other senior Vaishnavas. And the Guru should have the Diksha Guru should have a Guru, and the blessings of Guru Vaishnavas to give Diksha. He should come from a proper parampara, an unbroken line of Gurus, tracing all the way back to a transcendental source, to Krishna, to Lakshmi, to... Yeah, I mean, you know, the four Sampradayas. To Narayan, to Lakshmi, Kumaras, like that. Unbroken line. That's the main thing. And he should be versed in, he should know Shastra. He should know the top of his, the spiritual truths. He should have some experience of that. And how do you know that Guru has experience of it? One thing is by how long he's been practicing bhakti bhajan in a nice way, respectable way, that's respected by other Vaishnavas. He also has good moral conduct. Has good moral conduct. He follows laws of dharma. He's not a dharmic. And his preaching is according to Tattva Siddhanta. He doesn't make up things. He quotes Sohi Shastra. And the other thing is that he has affection for me. Sajatiya Snigdha. What is the whole thing? Sajatiya Snigdha.
Sajatiya Asha Snigdha.
Sajatiya.
Asha. Asha, same
hope. Same. Is Sajatiya Sneha. What's the sequence? I forgot.
Sajatiya Asha Snigdha.
Yes, Sajatiya Asha Snigdha. Sotovare. Sotovare means good behavior. And he should have affection. And he should have the same aspiration that I want. Asha. Asha means the same aspiration that I want. And he should have the same stairati that I'm interested in. If I'm interested in Sakiras being a coward boy, servant of Krishna, my Guru should ideally be in Sakirati. But the Guru is in Madhurirati, then he can help everyone. But all the ratis are contained in Madhurirati. So that's the basic idea. You don't look for someone that's a Siddha Vaishnava. If you find a Guru that's a Siddha Vaishnava, it's very good, but it's not hard to tell. These things are practical, because the Guru is supposed to be a teacher. He's supposed to know the Tava and understand and be able to teach the Tava to you and answer your questions and remove your doubts and inspire you by his behavior and his wisdom and his love. All these things are required.